This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The case against the former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy charged in the shooting death of Christian Glass will proceed after his boss took a plea deal and six other officers were charged. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
Former Deputy Andrew Buen is set to appear at another hearing at the end of the year. His boss, former Sergeant Kyle Gould, pleaded guilty earlier this month to criminally negligent homicide and was given a fine and 2 years probation. Buen faces second-degree murder charges, and his attorneys have mentioned they may request the case get moved to another county. Glass's parents and their attorneys received a $19 million settlement in the death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers are in the middle of their special session on property taxes. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Governor Jared Polis called the special session after the Democratic-backed initiative to reduce property taxes failed overwhelmingly at the ballot. Democrats want to soften swiftly rising property taxes and increase the money for emergency rental assistance. The plans they're considering are 1 year only and don't use Tabor surplus money to backfill local governments. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new pipeline is part of a $73 million water project underway in northern El Paso County. Triview Metropolitan District serves the town of Monument. Triview manager Jim McGrady says the plan is to mostly replace the district's reliance on diminishing well water.
This project brings renewable water into northern El Paso County in an area that is not blessed with a lot of Denver Basin groundwater.
McGrady expects the Northern Water Delivery System to be completed next summer. Two Colorado high school students will be marching through Manhattan on Thursday. The students will represent Colorado in the Great American Marching Band in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The students from Ralston Valley High in Arvada will play the saxophone and the snare drum, and they'll be among almost 200 other student musicians from every other state. This is CPR News.